Hi there. Thank you for joining me today. So I heard a quote and it said, "You drown not by falling in the river, but by staying submerged." And it just kind of hit me because I think, how many times do we feel like we're drowning, whether it be work or life or errands or just, you know, life has a tendency to come our way. Just life just kind of just boom, 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 boom. I heard someone say right after the holidays were done, they're like, "I didn't even have time to breathe." You know, and I think about that and it's like, it's hard sometimes when life is coming at you and you feel like you're drowning. You feel like it's all just, you know, one thing after another, or maybe it's health issues. You know, I know, you know, when you're sick or something's happening in your life, it's really hard to just kind of have a little faith and have positivity and different things like that. So what I would encourage you, though, is to do actually what a good friend of mine did. She lost her job a few years back. It was not her fault. She actually ended up suing them and winning, so props to her. But that whole process took a toll, right? It takes a toll no matter what, but it took a toll because she had went from overwhelmed to no job, from being okay financially to, you know, a little bit of fear, and just kind of wondering, like, what's next? And she said that she started a gratitude book. And she said, "Some days, you know what? I just put in there, I'm happy that I'm awake today. I'm happy that I'm, you know, have a home. I'm happy that I have the sun shining." Simple things. But it's the gratitude and the way we look at our life that determines if we're going to stay submerged or if we're going to come to the surface. And I can tell you, when you are swimming in the despair, when you're swimming in the negative thoughts, and I've been there, and usually it happens late at night, right? But when you're swimming in that, it is so hard to find your crown. It's so hard to let your light shine because your mental is just, boom, you're thinking about the negative. You're thinking about the things you have to do. You're thinking about the what ifs. But, you know, I've also learned that sometimes the what ifs are just that. They're just the dragon out there that we need to slay to move on. So as you sit in the water, and maybe you're submerged right now, start with just, "I'm happy to be alive today. I'm happy that I have skills and talents inside of me that no one else has, that someone's going to recognize and use to the best of my abilities. I'm happy that I'm healthy. I'm happy and so grateful that I have friends who can make me laugh and take my mind off of being submerged. I am thankful that I am able to ask for help and let others know that I need that. I am so grateful for the love I have for myself and knowing that I will rise to the surface and I will get out of this drowning." Those are all different things you can say to yourself. Write them down, post them. Right now, I have something on my computer that says, "It's possible." Because even when you know that you need to be positive, you know that you can do things, you know that you're gonna wear your crown, right? And you're gonna let your light shine. We all need the reminders. We all need that it's possible. It's gonna happen. "This too shall pass," they say. You know, when I was younger, I used to hate that. I'm like, "This too shall pass, what do you mean? Brr, brr, brr," you know. But the reality is, what my parents were trying to say was, every time you're drowning, every time you feel that overwhelming thing, that burden on your shoulders, you just have to stick it out. Keep swimming, keep going, and eventually you're going to rise to the surface. Send up prayers. Be grateful. Reach out to friends who you know can lift you up. That is where your life preserver is. That's where you can find the hope that you need to kind of gasp the air and come to the surface again. That's where you find it. So, always, you know, I tie in the crown, and I would say, I think of your crown as if you're in a river, you know, and how you see something sometimes and it's shiny, or if you're on a lake and you're like, ooh, it's shiny. I think when you're in that mode, it's just submerged. Because you know what? When you pull that shiny object out of the water and you dry it off, it's shiny. It glows. It continues to shine and be beautiful and be eye-catching and be a beacon. And you are no different. If you pull yourself out of the water, dry yourself off, you're shining. Your crown, your talents, your abilities, your positivity, everything, it's all gonna work out. So make sure that you don't stay submerged. And I hope that you have a blessed, wonderful, and productive, and positive day. Thanks.